So Highland Hospital is where Zelda Fitzgerald was staying, and it is a mental institution across the way from the famous luxurious Grove Park Inn. Mm-hmm. And the Highland Hospital is the setting for Lee Smith's new book. Lee Smith is considered by far one of the finest Southern writers alive today. She has 12 novels, including Fair and Tender Ladies and Last Girls, and 4 collections of short stories. In the last decade or so, she moved from down Raleigh-Durham area up to Asheville, and now her books are really kind of, you know, embracing that change.
She's really immersed herself in the environs around Asheville.
Exactly. So Guests on Earth, Lee Smith's new novel, is the story of Evelina and her time in the Highland Hospital leading up to the one night in 1948 when a locked ward on the hospital burns down and kills 9 women, including Zelda Fitzgerald. It's a tragic story, of course, but mm-hmm. it is rooted by fantastic characters. She really brings Evelina Toussaint alive and Zelda Fitzgerald and a whole kind of cast of other interesting characters there at Highland Hospital. So Lee Smith is going to be at the Cato Library Wednesday night at 7:15, and the name of her new book, again, is Guests on Earth.
Now, Darren, talk about a man who needs really no introduction. Garrison Keillor is coming to Atlanta to talk about a new book of poems.
Garrison Keillor is coming back to Agnes Scott College. This is tomorrow night, and he's going to be talking about his book, Oh, What a Luxury, Verses Lyrical, Vulgar, Pathetic, and Profound.
What a title. unlike what he does every day on the Writer's Almanac, the poems he's talking about are his very own, not someone else's.
Yeah, so he's putting a little bit of himself out there. We certainly know Garrison Keillor is a really fine writer of novels, and he has a long history of knowing his way around the page. But this is the first time he's really kind of taken a crack at a collection of his own poetry. And he has a lot of fun with it. He really does delve into the form. And sometimes he's just having some lighthearted verse.
And of course, through the title, we see his trademark self-effacing manner.
Exactly. So this is going to be a fantastic event. I would advise get there early. There are no tickets or reservations required or available, but it's going to be a packed house and should just be a fantastic event.
Darren, in the book penned by our next author, putting in an Atlanta appearance this week, Scott Turow opens a cold case involving a set of twins and a murder long thought solved.
Yeah, Scott Turow was probably best known for his really breakout book, Presumed Innocent, which turned into a fantastic movie. He's actually coming back as part of the Jewish Book Festival up at the Marcus Center. And this is a fascinating book, as this stuff always is. It's called Identical, and it's loosely based on the myth of Castor and Pollux, the famous Greek twins. It focuses on Paul and Cass Giannis. Paul is running for mayor of Kendall County, while at the same time Cass is being released from prison 25 years after having pled guilty to the murder of his girlfriend, Athena Cronin.
So both in transitional periods of their life, but couldn't be more different.
Yeah, exactly. Now the very wealthy Cronin family, they're starting to dig into the truth.
And Turow is going to be in Dunwoody.
Yes, Turow's going to be kicking off the Jewish Book Festival up at Dunwoody on Saturday night at 8:15.